Hare Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sah Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvi Navadhitamastu Ma Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay. The seven lawful modes of acquiring properties. Right? Means these are how you can get property, right? And these are... Yeah, it means then there's only seven ways to do it, right? There may be details within this or some other things, but this is what you have, right? Inheritance, finding or friendly donation, purchase, conquest, lending at interest, the performance of work, and the acceptance of gifts from virtuous men, right? So these are the ways that you will get properties, right? Anything outside of this would be considered improper. Yes, improper. The 10 modes of subsistence. Learning, mechanical arts, working for wages, service, rearing cattle, trade, agriculture, contentment with little, alms, and receiving interest on money are the 10 modes of subsistence permitted to all men in times of distress. Right. Okay. Yeah. Contentment with little means that's all you got. Okay. So learning, mechanical arts, work for wages, service, rearing cattle, right? Permitted to. Okay. Neither a Brahmin nor a Kshatriya must lend money at interest, but at his pleasure, either of them may, in times of distress, when he requires money for sacred purposes, lend to a very sinful man at a small interest. Right. In other words, they won't, as a regular thing, they'll never lend at interest. But if somebody's very sinful, then they might do that.
Why?
Why
very
sinful?
Yes.
Why not? No, because the whole thing is then there's always the pressure to get it back. So you don't want to bother people who aren't sinful. Because the sinful, very sinful people, it won't bother them.
There's so many other things bothering.
Yeah, it means that they're already so much in anxiety, so a little bit more pressure. But other persons, see, why does somebody borrow money? They don't have it, right? And so then does that mean he's going to get it?
No.
No, so that means they have to pay you the interest. So then that's an ongoing thing, so they just become caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So the point is Brahmins and Kshatriyas won't lend money. Vaishyas can. That's one of their options. Not their first option, but it is one of their options. Right? Does that make sense? Because the bank, you lend money, then this and that, and then they come and take all your property away. So all that's not nice. So Brahmins and Kshatriyas won't do that. But if someone's very sinful, then you could consider, if you're comfortable with going and getting it back. So Brahmins generally wouldn't, Kshatriyas might. You know. So in general, then they won't use that. Yeah. Further alternatives for Kshatriyas, increased taxes. A Kshatriya king who in times of distress takes even the fourth part of the crops is free from guilt if he protects his subjects to the best of his ability. Right? So the normal wage, what we saw before, was 16.5%. But if he needs, he can take up to 25%. Means of the crops, right? Means another something produced.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It doesn't mean that all other things, generally, is 25%. generally there's a variety of things, but in general, like that, a fourth is the maximum that you can take. So when someone's taking 40%, 50%, like that, that's way beyond what they should be taking, right? And this is that he's also being very careful to protect his subjects very nicely, right? In other words, he's taking more from them, so he should really go out of his way to make sure they're not getting any other trouble than that.
So in Denmark, the taxes are between 40 and 60%, but they're saying that they're supplying grants for people who are in education and unemployment benefits and these things, so the money has to come from somewhere.
But I mean, that's everybody.
No, I mean, depending on what you make, between 40 and 60, yeah.
I mean, as long as the people are comfortable with it, but are they, Hasing, protecting the subjects to the best of their ability?
That might be.
You know what I'm saying? If you're taking that much, you should see that, you know, the crime rate, everything else, and, you know, inflation is controlled, all these different things. You're doing that very nicely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have to find a balance. So it's not the ideal, but the point is you would have to try to find a balance. Right. In other words, something's off that it's that much, you know, unless they're doing so much in charity. The other way to do it is to have the people do it, right? In other words, if there means it's something that people would know about, but otherwise, then it's like, okay, if it's, let's say it's 60%, but they only take the 25% tax, but that balance, then that they have to give in charity. So these are the bona fide charity things that you can give to. You choose whatever one you want or how much you want to give, but it should at the end of the day end up that 60% has been given.
That might be a problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that would be then more, you know, because then, you know, because a certain amount you're supposed to give in charity and everything like that anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Maharaj, for many governments in the West to give to social aid, is this considered as charity work?
Yes, but the thing is there's also the element of why just give them the money? There's so much work to do. Give them the money and engage them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, if I'm paying tax, right, and the government is taking care of these people, either make an organization or encourage organizations in which I can give the money to the organization rather than the government taking care. But if it's going to be too much, government can take care. That's fine. But the point is why he should be getting money for free, right? Unless, of course, one's disabled or something, you can't work. That's another thing. Too old, that's another thing. But for somebody who could, then if he can't find work, the government should just give work. There's plenty of streets to sweep. There's plenty of so many different things and road works and, you know, different works that are public works that they could be engaged in. And this way, then, he could even spend his whole life working for the government like this. But why should he get money and do nothing? Because the other people work hard. So why that money should be given away? So there's a balance there, right? Because generally speaking, the conservative principle is why we should give these people money. By giving them money, they become lazy. If we don't give them money, then they'll be forced to work. But then they're looking at it that just as I want to make honest money, right, and I work for my money and stuff like that, then they would then look at it that way also, rather than they might just turn to stealing and stuff like that. But the point is, as you're getting money, work. You don't work, don't get money. So you don't pay them by the week, you don't pay them by the month, you pay them by the day. They show up, you pay them. They don't show up, you don't pay them. There's so much to do. The roads are dirty, the this, the that. There's so many, you know, I'm sorry if you look at it, there's so many things they could be doing and fixing. And because it's not that they're not skilled people. It's just that somehow there's no work. So all these works that people aren't doing for making money, since you're paying them anyway, get them to do something for the government. You know, put in your 8 hours a day and, you know, hurry ball. You know, that would be sent, because then the conservatives can't complain is that they're lazy. No, it's actually a job. But in other words, you're getting from the government, but it's going to be a minimal amount. If you want more than that, find a job that pays you more. But if it's a matter of I could get a job that pays me more or get money for free and do nothing, then they may be satisfied with the free money. Right? Does that make sense? So the point is they should be working. You know? So if the government hires them, in times of distress. That's not an uncommon thing that the government would do. But then they always do public work. Like there was one, somewhere here, it wasn't too long back in history, that there was a famine or something. And so the king has reserves. So he hired all the men in the area or whatever it is, and they all dug this huge pukur and did all these kind of works. They're working for years. And so he took care and maintained. But at the end of the day, one, instead of just feeding them, now you have these very nice things for the public. Does that make sense? So then the people benefit. They're giving the tax, so why they shouldn't get it back in some form? Because it benefits everyone, the person who's doing the work, the person who gave the tax. You know? So the idea is that the government may do stuff like that. That's fine. But it's not that they just get free money. They should be doing some work. Only people who can't, that's another thing. You know? But then it's understood is that then it should be this much goes to charity. You know what I'm saying? So the government's going to take care of that. These things are going on, and so we're taking care of all these people, and it's clear what's going for. But then that comes out of people's money for charity. In other words, I should be giving this much in charity, this much the government's taking, and doing charitable work that the government will take care of, because I may or may not give to taking care of old guys or, you know, something like that. You know, so the government has its areas that it's taking care of. You know, ideally the people should do that. That's what the public works. It means Arjuna is talking about all these nice public work is going on. They should be taken care of. Or the government says you have to give this much in charity. You know, and these are the things you have to give to. Right? And so then they can control it. If those are taken care of, you give to something else. You know? Does that make sense? You know, something like that. But then that means the government has to be working. What is it? He protects his subjects to the best of his ability. That has to be the point, rather than just, we have to manage the government, what can we do? But the point is what are the people getting the benefit for? You know what I'm saying? Like that. Because are there no duties? Are there no other things like that? Are there no fines? You know, there's other ways that they're also making money. So if they're doing that and this, then, you know, it's a very expensive country, you know. So either everybody's living very well and it's nice facilities, or it's not so well managed. You know, so it's not known for being...
Both,
yeah. It's not known for being badly managed, meaning that the facilities aren't nice. So it just must be very expensive.
Yeah, but...
They should consider going south, and then there's less for heating or something, you know. We're going to take our country. What you do is, because it sticks out, right? You just cut it off and then float it down and then hook it on somewhere, you know, like at the end of Spain or, you know, next to Italy, right? You know, so yeah. You know, two boots now instead of, you know, one boot or something.
Denmark is a very impious country. So a lot of people are going down with stress and depression and these things.
Yeah, so that means they're not working so well.
So that means
only a few who's not like that, they're making the money. But if you take so much tax, eventually they'll also go down.
That's kind of the snowball that's rolling down.
They're cheating also. They don't pay too much taxes.
That's there.
Progressive tax.
Huh?
Because they call it a progressive tax.
Which
the
means?
The more you earn,
yeah,
the more you pay. So there's a minimum amount that you don't pay.
So most people, somehow the business never does above that amount.
No, business, they can do it, claim to be a business and pay such a minimum. But they always, you know, you have to submit.
So you just break your business up into 10 parts, so each one makes below the thing, and then...
But they hide a lot of things, because those who earn above a certain level, they pay 50-60%. It's all over Europe.
Yeah. But the point is if they made it flat, then the people are willing to do more and pay. Because if it's 25% for everybody, you know, whether you're running a little, you know, cigarette stand or you're running a multinational cigarette business,
yes,
then in either case it's the same amount of money. So then it's not a big deal. So that's why the tax should be something people are comfortable with, then they don't try to. I mean, of course they'll always try, but it's easier to find out because it's not. They don't feel, how you say? they have the right to hide it because it's not a matter of state. Then it's just straight criminal. You know what I'm saying? The other, it is criminal because the government has said so. But the point is the people feel why I should be paying this much. But if it's like that, 16.5%, they can't complain. You know, like that, because the government's giving all facility and stuff like that. Plus, the government has kept as minimal as possible. Everything's as efficient as possible. So, you know, you try to keep all the spending down. So the point is tax should be less, but government offices should be less. Like that. You know, so it's a whole, it's not an easy thing, as we'll see when you get into Arthashastra. The amount of things the government has to deal with is, you know, can be, you know, 3, 4, 5 times more than what we ever consider they have to deal with. You know, like that. So, okay, so does that answer your question about the sinful man? Okay. So in other words, by what was been said, then you could lend money in Denmark. Okay. His particular duty is conquest. He must not turn back in danger. Having protected the Vaishyas by his weapons, he may cause the legal tax to be collected. Right? Because he's not taxing Shudras, he's not taxing Brahmins. Right? Only Vaishyas get taxed. These are the ones that produce. Right? Means if you have a Shudra who is selling, producing things on his own, there's going to be duties, because either it means he has to sell the stuff, right? So he generally doesn't have a big shop in that. Once he has a shop, he's a business. So therefore, he's working the Vaishya thing. He gets taxed, but he'll make something and he has to take it to the market. So then it is the duty. So then that way he gets taxed, because the other one gets taxed on a regular basis. While the other one gets taxed, you bring goods by, you pay a duty. You don't bring goods by, you don't. Right? So they may be irregular in production and stuff like that, because they're not businessmen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So in either case, then they'll do. Brahmins aren't taxed. You know, the other Kshatriyas then, depending upon the situation, they may have to give something like that. You know, either they give something so you control them, because otherwise they have a tendency to get too powerful, and so they'll give you trouble. So you tax them so that they can't get too powerful. Or you need, so you're taxing. Or you're taking care very nicely, you tax. Or if everything's going smoothly, you don't tax. Then they're very comfortable with you, because then they prosper and everything and like that.
But this is time, place, and circumstance.
Yes.
Where like Vaishyas is more generic.
Vaishyas is just because all they do is make money.
Yeah.
It's not something they do, you know, on, you know, Saturday afternoon. It's like 24/7. And if there was another number you could throw in, they'd be doing
365.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 365. Yeah. Get down to, you know, then the hours, the seconds. Yeah. Okay.
The sinful man. Can you say that sometimes not a sinful man requires money? He is in some calamity or something. They shouldn't let him.
Means point is you might be lending, but the point is that do you know the person? How, why would they come to you? Who are they? Where are they from? What's your security?
So it's not like it's an occasional.
A point here saying about ways of making subsistence. So it might be something that they do as a prominent thing, as a money lender, or it might be something they do on the side. Because here, there's 10 ways of making money. So you might be doing one of them. You might be doing all 10 of them.
No, but let's say then that's his occupation. He's lending money. How is he going to judge the people?
But this is talking about Brahmins and Kshatriyas that they drop down. It's a Vaishya. He lends money, he may be doing that all day, and then he'll give money according to who he thinks will get money back. Give money back. See, in other words, you can give, see, that means on the when you're dealing on these levels, means your old traditional levels, it's not, like I said, it's not about getting the capital back, it's about the interest. Because if I get the capital back, the whole interaction stops. But if he can't give the capital back, he gives interest, he may give interest for the rest of his life. So I'll actually get more that way. Like that. But this is on that kind of a level. Does that make sense? So the thing is it's not as much about that. So that's what they're doing at all times. But now if somebody might come to you and this and that, you know them or this, that. So you might give them money, then they pay back whenever they can or things like that. But it's not a business, you know, as such. So it doesn't mean you can't lend somebody money, but you're not making money, a profit off of it. You know, unless you work out, okay, it may take me 5 years to give it back, so inflation's there, so I'll give you this much back, which means he hasn't actually paid interest. He's just paying you the money back. You know what I'm saying? So you just make it where no one's making any profit. It's a kindness. Or it may be, okay, he pays back after 5 years, but he only pays what was the original. Like that. But if you're going to make profit off of it, then Brahmas and Kshatriyas would only deal with the more wild class. While the Vaishyas, they can deal with whoever they're comfortable with. Right? Just to give an example, the ones ever I've seen, I mean, other than your professional banks, but there are people on the street who lend money. They're generally standing on corners. Right? But the only ones I've ever seen doing it are Pathans. You know Pathans? Pathans are when you go, you have Punjab, right? And then you go farther west, and it's the other half of Punjab, and it's in Pakistan. You go farther west, then you have the Pathans, right? And like that, which is partly in Pakistan and partly in Afghanistan. Big, huge guys, you know. I mean, even probably when they're smiling, they look heavy, you know, like that. And so no one's going to mess with that, right? If they come and say, I want my money, you give your money. So that's the only kind of people I've seen that do money lending as a... You know, you have your guys that sit inside their shops and stuff like that and do that, and they get quite wealthy also. But the problem is they have a pleasanter place, they deal more pleasantly, you know, at least making the deals, but they have to be just as rough in getting the money back. So the difference is this guy will get it back himself, and the other guys hire guys like him to get the money back.
Many bankers in India, they're doing that. They're hiring Pathans and Jat people from Rajasthan.
Yeah, because they don't care at all.
That's interesting.
Because it mentioned before, Jats are degraded Kshatriyas. So they don't mind going in and, you know, bother, you know, like, yeah, it's like, you know, you know, it's like that, you know, you get the money, we rearrange your face, or we take some of your furniture, or, you know, whatever works, you know. So that's the difficulty with it. It requires a roughness. While trade, it's that you have the goods, they give the money, they get the goods. It's that simple. Right? They land, you plow it, you put something in the ground, it comes up. You know, cows, you take care of them, they give milk. All very pleasant and nice. You know what I'm saying? But banking always has that rough side to it. You know what I'm saying? Just the West is very good at covering it so you don't notice it. Yeah, of course, like that, you know, like that. But the point is it's not such an ideal way. Is that please. Okay. So, yeah. Your family owns a bank or something. Okay. Fortunately on this side, unfortunately on... Because I've had some people go after, oh, well, what about this, and go like this, and then you find out later that that's, you know, the area that they family function business. In. Or, yeah, they either them, their family, or they're going to school now and learning that, yeah, or, yeah. you know, next year going to stay.
No, nothing.
Okay, no. Are you on the side of the sinful man and you borrowed money and so then you want to know? You know,
it's getting threatened. Very simple. You have to go and find the person.
You don't have to go. If you have money, they find you.
That's true.
Like that. You don't have to. The bank just sits there. They just put some, you know, granite on the front and just sit there, you know, and then people come to them. Okay. from Vaishyas, 1/8 as tax on grain, 1/12 on the profits on gold and cattle. Shudras, artisans, and mechanics shall benefit the king by doing work for him. So that's how they would get from them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because they're not doing anything. But you mentioned if they're not working for somebody, then they might be making something that they'll sell. So they'll go to the market. So then there's duties. Mm-hmm. Right? But other than that, shudras, artisans, and mechanics shall benefit the king by doing work for him. So the standard is that I know of is 1 day a month. I think it's 1 day. So that means all the shoe, everyone will work for the government. So that way the government doesn't have to tax. The guy just does 1 day's work. Right? So that's his. So it doesn't cost him anything. Right? And the government gets the benefit. You know, so if you have, you know, if you take a city, how many hundreds of thousands of people are? So if everybody does 1 day's work a month,
that's good.
You get a lot of work done. Right? So that
in Russia they have this system of everybody working on either Sunday or Saturday together, cleaning some other things, like the whole country.
Okay.
It was really powerful.
Yeah, no, I'm saying these are the traditional things. They work very nice. It just has to be organized nicely, and you know, people are taken care of. In other words, the point is from this, since he's protecting, means no one's getting exploited. But at the same time, what they can do, or artisan, you want to build something nice, or a statue, then you have guys that work on it, you know, like that. Or you, the government pays for it, you know. But in any case, they get like that. So this would be normal. So on grain is 1/8 is your normal, right? So 1/4 would be the maximum you could take, because that's what we started with. 1/4 of the crops, but you know, 1/8 on grain would be standard. 1/20 on the profits on gold and cattle, because on gold you can't do so much because gold already costs so much because you can't do the big markup. Okay, so then where are we? Okay, next. Okay, so then here. I'm not sure why this is. Okay. This is vriti. I was going to say, why is this small? This is good stuff. But this is a vriti. Yeah, it's another chapter. Having well considered the rates of purchase and of sale, right? Well considered means you just don't arbitrarily, but actually get into it. The length of the road, the expense for food and condiments, the charges of securing the goods, let the king make the traders pay duty. Right? Because that'll be the duty. But he also does exactly the same thing for fixing, the prices of things. Mm-hmm. Those are also supposed to be done every 5 days, mm-hmm. every 10 days, or maximum every 2 weeks. It depends upon the season and what it is. You know, like vegetables, it comes into season, very quickly it goes up or down, you know, mm-hmm. as something goes. So therefore you do it more often. But something that's just pretty standard, you know, like buckets or something, then, you know, every 2 weeks is enough to set the... Okay. After due consideration, the king shall always fix in his realm the duties and taxes in such a manner that both he himself and the man who does the work receive their due reward. Right? The king is taking care of the kingdom. He deserves his reward. But so does the person who's done the work. Right?
Mm.
So that's the point, is the benefits, are they that much that it's worth 60%? No, it's supposed to be less, because otherwise, you know, it's like, you know, we can, you know, how do you call it, gold-plated roads or something like that, you know, then, you know, it's
another. I haven't seen them.
No, I haven't
seen them. I don't know if I missed or not. How much the king will keep for himself for his palace and maintenance of the queens?
That's not in here. That's details. This is the principles on which he functions. So what you're trying to set is it's fair and all that. Exact details, another thing. But otherwise, in Arthashastra, it says how much everybody gets. You know, it means, in other words, the king and that means the queen and the crown prince, they get a certain amount. They get the maximum. And then after that, it goes down to your prime minister, your other ministers, this and that, and all the way on down. But the crown prince and the queen get the maximum. That way, and the point is so that they don't get, you know, eyesight. They don't make their own arrangements. That's the whole idea. You know, it's, in other words, it's way more than specifically required. But the point is the one's going to be the king, right? So he shouldn't get a mentality of trying to take more. Mm. You know, and the queen is like, what's the meaning of being the wife of the guy who runs the country if you don't get some benefit, you know, like that. So if your saris aren't better than everybody else's, what's the meaning of you being the queen, right? So therefore, you know, you have to play the part. So it works, everybody. As the leech, the calf, and the bee take their food little by little, even so must the king draw from his realm moderate annual taxes. Right? They shouldn't be over. They should have a 15th part of the increments on cattle and gold, or 50th part of the increments on cattle and gold may be taken by the king, and the 8th, 6th, or 12th part on crops. However, in times of distress, the king, after due consideration, may take up to 1/4 on grains and 1/20 on trade. Right?
For this, you will discuss with ministers, with the people.
Yeah, basically, it means it becomes obvious like that. But it has to be, because the governments, because they're doing different things and taking care and doing so many things. Sometimes the expenses are great, so then you have to take. More, if there's a war, then there's always more. But if there's no war and everything's going and there's no natural disasters, then everything should be very prosperous. Because if he's manages it properly, all those prosperous years, he's been putting stuff away. He has huge amounts of grains and this and that. So it's not just something on the stock market. You know, it's real stuff that they have. You know what I'm saying? So it works. But it must be well managed. That's the whole point. So it's a big thing. You know, we think, oh, we're a manager, we can run. No, it's a matter of, this is way beyond management. Administration is much bigger than management. Because it requires a management abilities in a huge array of areas, you know, that constantly is there. It's not when you feel like it or not. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't do it, someone else will. You know, like that. Does that make sense? And you have to have that proper mentality and control. So it's way, way bigger than administration. Shudra's duties. If a Shudra, unable to subsist by serving Brahmins, seeks a livelihood, he may serve Kshatriyas. Or he may also seek to maintain himself by attending on wealthy Vaishya. But let a Shudra serve Brahmins, either for the sake of heaven or with a view to both this life and the next. For he who is called the servant of a Brahmin thereby gains all his ends. The service of Brahmins alone is declared to be an excellent occupation for a Shudra. For whatever else besides this he may perform will bear him no fruit.
Why is that?
Means, in other words, if he's assisting a Brahmin, what would he be engaged in? Yes, it would always be something nice. Plus, for the Brahmin, why is he doing those activities? The Brahmin. Yes, so therefore the dealings, everything is going to be dealt with, it's always going to be better. The Kshatriyas is always the thing where the king, you're the servants. Vaishyas definitely have to do that. I mean, what's the meaning of being rich if you can't, you know, harass everybody else and let them know that you're the rich guy and they're the poor guy? You know what I'm saying? And other Shudras is just, you know, like that. So that's why that's the best for them. You know, the dealings will be nice, they'll be the most peaceful, the engagements that they're doing, they're assisting in all these nice activities. They're going to like the person, so they actually get some benefit besides just doing the work, right? You know, because they actually, you know, made an extra endeavor to, you know, help or make it look nice or get it there or the quality of it. So they're going to get some benefit for it because it's always going to be engaged in something as far as sacrifice from that. Well, the kings will occasionally do sacrifice. The Vaishyas will occasionally do sacrifice. But the Brahmins, that's all they're doing. So the benefit is always better. So that's why I say, he does that. But if it can't, then okay, then work under a Kshatriya, and if not, then a wealthy Vaishya. But the point is being made is this: the service to the Brahmins alone is declared to be the best. Right? Because then he'll take on this quality, so want to be that, so that'll naturally, he'll move up. Right? Because he may serve nicely the Kshatriya or the Vaishya, but if he doesn't really like them, he's not going to have that mood. So it's not necessarily guaranteed he'll move up. Right? But if he's but Brahman dealing nicely becomes attacked, then he'll automatically move up. You know what I'm saying? You know, if they're devotees, that's another thing altogether. But yes.
So when it says either for the sake of heaven, does that mean the heavenly planets? Or
yeah.
So what if you go to the heavenly planets and you live for 100,000 years and you come back here and then Kali Yuga is completely crazy?
No, it doesn't matter. You'll go to wherever you're supposed to go back to. You go back to the situation you left.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? So let's take. You're Ronald McDonald, okay? So then, you know, when you die, then you go to, you know, a million different hells and this and that, and are, you know, born, killed, you know, eaten, you know, fried, baked, you know, all these different things for a long, long time. So when that's all over, then you'll take birth again as in that situation in which you can be Ronald McDonald again. Right? And then just keep doing that over and over again until one of the days you decide, enough of this, you know, hey. Like that, you know, like that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if, you know, go into sweets or something, you know, like that. Ice cream, maybe. Does that make sense? So you always go back to wherever you were. You know, if you're in a position, then you drop down, you know, go to hell, go through the animal species, work your way up. You'll be born right back where you left the human form from.
Okay. And different yugas, that doesn't affect...
Point is, you're more pious than you're in a better yuga. You know, so then if something goes, you go out, you go back to there.
Mm.
Otherwise, you go from there and go down, and then, you know, it goes back up. So point is as you're becoming more sinful, it naturally goes down. As you're becoming less, then it's moving up. You know, like that. And that's here. And then you have all the different planetary systems. And, you know, so there's plenty to keep you busy for since time immemorial, right? Because you don't want anyone getting bored.
No.
Like that. It doesn't work out so good. People get bored bad. Does that sound good? Obligations towards Shudras under one's care. Right? They must allot to him out of their own family property a suitable maintenance after considering his ability, his industry, and the number of those whom he is bound to support. Right? In other words, it's out of your own money that you take care of the Shudra.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, well, if I get some money, then I'll take care. No, it's out of your own. What is yours that you maintain your family? You have to take care. Right? But it is according to his ability, his industry, and number of those he's bound to support.
Mm.
Right, so if his ability is more, he gets more. If his industry is more, he gets more. You know, if it's less, then he gets less. Right. In other words, the guy just does a little bit of stuff, he gets less. Right. But he may have more family, so he gets a little bit more. But it's still on that proportion is less. In other words, the family members are given according to his ability.
Yeah.
Right. So if he's more, then they get more. Yes.
Let's say that. How say the maid, and there are some particular rates for those maids. And if she's better, if you give her more money, she will be spoiled.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's another thing.
That's not here.
The point is that's what before was here was working for wages, right? This is not service. Service means you're not paying them; you're just taking care of them. Right. In other words, they're kind of like part of the family scene. These guys just come in and take advantage of whatever they can. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is you like them, then, you know, on Durga Puja, you give them a, you know, not so expensive sari. You know, like that. But you don't, it's not that, you know, every time they do something, then that will spoil them. Right? You know, it has to be... you know, two times maximum, three times in a year, they might get something more official. Like you give it Durga Puja, something you might give it Gaur Purnima, maybe something at Janmashtami or something. But more than that, then they'll ruin it. This is someone they live with you. Right? These, they just come in and work for wages, so it just, you know, whatever is kind of the rate, then that's what you pay. Like that. The remnants of their food must be given to him, as well as their old clothes, the refuse of the grain, and their old household furniture. In other words, you buy new furniture, you don't sell the old one, you give it to your shudras. Mm-hmm. Right? Your old clothes, you give to your shudras. Right? So, you know, the richer you are, you know, the more, how you say, the better the quality of what you call old. Right? Okay, the funny thing is, we have this cloth, right? You know, because you buy it in the rolls. So it's some cloth people have been giving and all this or gotten and that. And then we'd have the sets of clothes that when they get old, then some of they get put in the bundle because you can use them for something or this or that. And so for a long time, the new stuff is there, and then you have the old stuff. And then within the last, you know, 5-6 years, because the quality of the cloth was so bad, the old cloth was better quality than the brand new stuff that you could buy in the market. You know? that was a bit of a shock. You know? And I couldn't understand. It's like you can't even buy that quality of cloth, what I used to, you know, you call old before. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah. Okay. Okay. The remnants of the food means the servants must be given basically the same standard of food. Refuge of the grain should be understood similarly. Right? In other words, whatever's left from that, you don't go through it too much. Just, in other words, the stuff that's too much trouble for you, it's given to them. And then they can sit there all, you know, and fix that, and then they get that. So that's the... So the food is also in there is before the householder eats, his servants are given food. It doesn't mean he serves them or they eat there in front of them. It means that their portion is given to them and they take and eat in their place. Right? Because they'll want to eat with their family, right? No? So they're given, so it's only at the end. So in other words, if they're short, it's a grihasta gets less. Mm-hmm. Not everybody else. Not that he eats first and if there's anything less, then they can fight over it. You know? Like that. In other words, it means the care was very much. They're like family members, but at the same time as they're not. Mm-hmm. Regulations for a shudra. So then it's, you know, they're very close and all. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakura, when he was a kid, you know, you have the guards and people like that that work for there, and sometimes, you know, they'd be eating their rotis at lunch and he'd come and eat with them and stuff like that, because they're like family. Like that. Regulations for a shudra. A shudra cannot commit an offense causing loss of caste. Right?
Where's he gonna go?
Yeah, it means because there's no fifth caste, so you can't drop lower than that. So there's nothing he can do that'll drop him out of that. Right? Yeah. So that's good to know, right?
Finish yourself.
He becomes untouchable.
That's another. He can drop below, but he can't. It means not like Brahman. Brahman does something wrong, he ends up as a shudra. Kshatriya is shudra, Vaishya shudra. You know what I'm saying? That's there, but it means if you drop out of that, that's another thing.
So it's possible to become an outcast.
Yeah, that's there, of course. But that anybody can become an outcast. But it's saying within the Varnashram system, there's nothing that a shudra would do that would drop him out of that if he's, you know, performing whatever it is. Right? And he is not worthy to receive the sacraments. He has no right to fulfill the sacred law of the Aryans. Yet, there's no prohibition against his fulfilling certain portions of the law. In other words, if he does nice things, then that's good. Like he fasts on Janmashtami. It's not like, if he doesn't fast on Janmashtami, then he won't be a shudra. No, he'll still be a shudra. But if he fasts, then he'll get that benefit. Mm. Right? But if the Brahmin doesn't fast, then that's not good. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know, it's like if kids don't do things that adults do, you don't mind. You know, they're kids. They still remain as kids. Right? But if adults don't do it, then that's considered. Then you'll say they're immature, they're this, irresponsible. But if kids are immature and irresponsible, they don't lose their position as children. So that's the point. The Shudras are like the children, you know, amongst the adults in society. So therefore, that position isn't lost. Shudras who are desirous to gain merit and know their duty commit no sin but gain praise if they imitate the practices of virtuous men without reciting sacred texts. So then they do the different things that they're doing. In other words, they don't use the Vedic texts for doing. So if they, in their home, try to do some pujas, that they see that, you know, the Brahmins have done their pujas, so they go home and do theirs, but they just don't use Vedic mantras, that's all. Right? So then they go, it means that they're making offerings, so they put an offering, you know, like this and that. They, you know, singing, they do the kirtan. So they don't know all the ritual in that. But the point is it's devotion, and so it works. You know, it's like the little kids. They get their pictures or their deities and they do all kinds of things like that. That's not a problem. But they're not doing all the rituals. Right? So that's the point. Now, if they're trying to do the rituals and not doing them nicely, then you say don't bother with that. The Maura Shudra, keeping himself free from envy, imitates the behavior of the virtuous, the more he gains, without being censured. Exalted in this world and the next. No collection of wealth must be made by a Shudra, even though he be able to do it. For a Shudra who has acquired wealth gives pain to Brahmanas.
Right. Without being censored?
Yeah, it means if he's copying the without envy, he's copying the behavior. Okay. Then there's okay. The... means the more he gains without being censured. Means no one's going to censure like that. But Viti, if he accumulates wealth, it may be spent on sinful activities due to lack of sense control. This will cause difficulty within society and to cultured people, right? Because as soon as you get money, then immediately they buy alcohol, they buy this, they buy that, and they'll give so much trouble, right? Or, you know, fancy clothes, walk around with big guys, you know, stuff like that, you know. You know, people are always worried the pants are going to fall off. You know. Yeah.
So Maharaj, in that case, it's mainly they receive like donation. Like
it's not donation; they're just taken care of. I mean, how do you maintain the children in the family? They get a donation. You know, it's just they're taken care of. I mean, so in other words, the needs of the Shudra is just taken care of.
It's care of the Shudra plus the need of the family of the Shudra.
Yes. Yes. I mean, the Shudra means him and his family. It means if they're unmarried, they're younger, then maybe just them, but then at some point they go back to the village, get married, then they'll show up with his wife, and then after a while, then the children, like this and that. You know, he might even end up, you know, he goes back home and then brings back his, you know, old mom, or, you know, like that. You know, so it's just like that. But then they also wouldn't push that unless they are, you know, sure you're going to take care of them because they do nice work.
Yes.
And you have a nice relationship. So it's going to be natural.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because otherwise, if they expect more than what you have the facility to take care of, then you'll have to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's not like family that you have to take care no matter what. This is a matter of, you know, it's a good cooperation, then it works. So that means the whoever is taking care of them has to have the right attitude, and they have to have the right attitude. Then it works very nicely. You know, in other words, it's mature. They're adults, so they...
There is some affection.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this, is that there can be that affection. There can be the proper, like, family interaction. While in just you're working for wages, then it doesn't exactly work like that. Because then it's in the economic rather than the service. you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Conclusion of the law for all castes in time of distress. The duties of the four castes, Varna, in times of distress have thus been declared, and if they perform them well, they will reach the most blessed state. Right? So blessed here means they'll elevate themselves. Right? So devotees, and whatever they do it for Krishna, then that's going to reach the most blessed of the blessed states. Right? Now, the other thing is, then, it's also a matter of they will reach the most blessed state. So does that mean, like, Aliyah or something, or...
Utah.
Sorry?
Utah.
That's the most blessed of all the states.
Yeah.
Did that guy win?
Huh?
Okay.
I think it's in Idle Golf, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's farther west. I think Bible Belt south. No, Utah's where the Mormons are.
Yeah, it's Mormon country. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Bible Belt is Baptists. You know, more the do you believe and I believe, that kind of stuff. Thus all the legal rules for the forecast have been proclaimed. I next will promulgate the auspicious rules for penances, right? Thus all the legal rules. So that means that normal times of distress, yeah. You know, the legal, the social, the family, the everything has all been now set. So all the rules on that is done. So this ends the 10th chapter. Now 11th chapter is penances, right? You do something. Now this is what... You're doing your duty in a nice situation, or you're doing your duty if it's not so nice. Now, what happens if you don't do your duty? Now, that's what the 11th chapter is about. Yes?
Maharaj, just a question on taxes. What are the karmic reactions if, like, one is paying tax, but not as much as they should be?
Depends upon who defines should.
The government.
And also depends if they catch you or not. So if they catch you, then, you know, depending on what it is, then they have their...
Vedic reactions?
Means the Vedic is if the government is taking what it's allowed and is protecting, then it's fine. If they're taking beyond that and all that, then they're the ones getting their reactions. Because the point is that if the government takes tax... And protects the people, they get in proportion to what they take.
Yes.
So the problem is if they take 60%, they get 60% of the sin or the reactions of the populace. But if they don't protect, they get 100%.
Well, what if you cheat on your taxes? What reaction do you get a karmic reaction?
It means you get a karmic reaction for cheating. But the point is it may not be as heavy as what they will consider, because the Vedic is, are they supposed to be taking that much? But the point is you're agreeing to follow those rules, and if you don't follow rules that you've agreed to, then you get a reaction for that, just even if the rule's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? It means you join the club. They have a rule that you don't wash your pants. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right?
No,
you wash. Huh? Okay. You wash your pants, you get a reaction. Even though it's not a Vedic rule and it's a completely crazy rule, but whatever it is, because you've agreed to it and not followed it, you get a reaction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Besides, everyone else will notice, hey, he's got to wash his pants.
I think you're not allowed to wash your Hell's Angels colors. You're not supposed to wash them.
Well, that's leather. It's hard to wash. You don't wash that. I mean, who would have any? We're talking about the pants. Same group, just the pants. You know, if you don't wash your colors, that's fine. You know, who washes a leather jacket? You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the pants.
Maharaj, recently one organization, they called Mixam Marwadi people, and they told them, try to save your taxes, and those money you can give to the religious organization, like in Vrindavan, or the protection of the mother cow, you know. Will pay the taxes to government, they will misutilize it, or they will do some ghotalas and all.
The point is these are kind of things that... But the point is government has the authority and they're running things. So if they don't appreciate it, there's nothing much you can say. The point is there's supposed to be a cooperation between the individuals and the government.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? You know, but because you're talking about the cheaters and the cheated, so if they're going to use it in proper religious purpose, that's fine. But if they're also just going to do that as an excuse to keep more money for themselves, that's another thing, you know. Because if the government's taking this much tax, are they giving that much in charity? Right? Or they're also then seeing as an opportunity, well, you know, if we give... You know, so we're giving more in charity, but we're also getting more for ourselves. Means because before it was tax, so we're giving less in charity. So now instead of paying the tax, we'll give more in charity than what we were giving before, but we'll also keep more for ourselves, then that's not, you know what I'm saying? In other words, there's a legal amount that you owe the government because they're taking care. The government doesn't take care, that's another thing. But then that comes down to why wouldn't they be take care unless there's some weakness in it. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, then it's like what Prabhupada mentions, the material world is the cheaters and the cheated. Does that make sense? So one criminal is, you know, the one criminal is he's gotten a shipment of drugs and he's selling it to another guy. But at the same time he's also cutting that, you know, and putting something else into it, you know, like baby powder or something like that, you know. Like that. And so you know, is that cheating or not? You understand? It's cheating. But he's selling drugs. It's illegal. You know what I'm saying? So it's cheating within cheating, what we're saying. Is that they're all cheaters, but then the point is then there's cheating within that. You know? So the government should be such that people understand it goes towards the work that they say at the same time as they should be paying their taxes. So you understand? So it's you know, these things are delicate. Because the government has to take tax, otherwise how do they run? You know what I'm saying? Because you can say, all these different persons may be cheating and this and that, but let's say, is the military cheating?
No.
You understand? But the military is what's... The only reason you can run bills in this is because the local countries haven't come in here and taken over. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, some aspect is there. So if you don't pay tax that goes there, then... You know, he understands. So there's many, many things to consider. You know, there are roads to drive on. There are electricity. So something is going on. But at the same time, there's guys that are putting things into their pocket. But the point is how much is that compared to what benefit they're giving?
Yeah.
Okay, the guy does a bungalow. But the point is when it comes down to you, you know, what was that? You know, 1/100th of a paisa to you or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In your tax. So does that mean that you don't pay the proper taxes? Does that make sense? At the same time, the government should be making sure that their officers aren't cheating the people, because that's what Manu mentions, is that the king should always see that his officers aren't cheating the people, because that's what they'll do. And it says if he finds one, then all his property is taken away and he's banished. Right? It's not that you just tiss that or fine him or this or that or tell him, hey, don't do that again. You just take all his property, right? So the point is he's taken the money, he's built himself a fancy bungalow, has so many cars, this, that. You just take all that. Now it's government property. Mm-hmm. So the government will, you know, sell it all like that and get money back, and now it'll be used for the public again. Does that make sense? Or if you know who he cheated, then you can go and make sure that they get stuff back. But if you don't know, then it's just general to go for benefit for the people. Does that make sense? You know, because it should be there's a register of, you know, who he's been dealing with or what. Does that make sense? Something. Okay. Discourse 9. Why does this say 9?
Doesn't it say 11? XXI?
I have IX. Domestic concerns and legal titles. Oh. So that means I've run out of... No, let me just see. He may have given it to me, but I thought I put it in here. This is 11 now, right?
Mm.
Here's 11. How did it get there? There's 11. This is... We just got out of order. 10. And this is 9. 10. Where does 11 end? Discourse 10. That's 10. And this is 11. So in other words, 10 should be... After 9, not before. Right?
Yeah.
So here is 11. Thin. Double sided. Mine's not supposed to be double sided. Okay, chapter 11. Atonement, retribution for improper action. Topic 22, the law of penances, right? Because there's 25 topics, so now we're at 22. We're getting closer to the end here. Charity. Him who wishes to marry for the sake of having offspring. Him who wishes to perform a sacrifice. A traveler. Him who has given away all his property. Him who begs for the sake of his teacher, his father, or his mother. A student of the Veda and a sick man. These nine Brahmins one should consider as snatakas, begging in order to fulfill the sacred law. To such poor men, gifts must be given in proportion to their learning. Right? Why are we dealing with charity? Why are we opening? Because this is on penance, you know.
If you do something wrong, you can rectify by giving in charity.
Yeah, so that's part of the purification. So in other words, you know, just like means, how do you know what's not a proper situation of children unless you know what proper children are? So what's proper children? This is what you're supposed to do. You don't do this, then you end up with, you know, something else. Right? Does that make sense? Right? You know, so here is that charity is then a vritti. Charity being a primary form of purification, those Brahmins fit to receive charity are described herein. The importance of charity, especially in this age, was mentioned previously. In the Krita age, the chief virtue is declared to be the performance of austerities. In the Treta, divine knowledge. In the Dwapara, the performance of sacrifices. And in Kali Yuga, liberality alone. Right? Does that make sense?
What type of liberality?
Liberality means giving in charity. It doesn't mean being a Democrat or something. That's not what it means. See, Kali Yuga, everyone's supposed to be a Democrat. To these most excellent among the twice born, food and presents of money must be given. It is declared that food must be given to others outside the sacrificial enclosure. Right, so the Brahmins may come in and they're given there. Everyone else will be outside. One is that you'll have a riot in your sacrifice if you, you know, the area where you're doing the sacrifice, if you give to everybody inside. So they're given outside so that it stays peaceful. Right? Two is also just the standard of cleanliness, how they'll deal with the food, this and that. Also, you can't guarantee. Right? The Brahmins, you know, will function at a certain standard. And so that'll work fine. But others, you're not sure what their standard will be, so therefore it's outside the sacrificial. And the sacrificial arena is not that big, so you have an area that's just meant for distributing prasad. That's always better. Vritti. Persons other than the nine previously mentioned Brahmins may also be given donations of food, however not within the area where rituals are being performed. But a king shall bestow, as is proper, jewels of all sorts, and presents for the sake of sacrifices on Brahmins learned in the Vedas. One should give according to one's ability, wealth to Brahmanas learned in the Veda, and those in the renounced order. Thus one obtains after death heavenly bliss. If an opulent man is liberal towards strangers, while his family lives in distress, that counterfeit virtue will first make him taste the sweets. Oh, okay. This taste the sweets of fame, but afterwards make him swallow the poison of punishment and hell. Right? Counterfeit virtue means that the so-called party is merely for the purpose of recognition. In other words, he's doing it like that. He can't afford to give that much in charity, but he's doing it anyway because he'll be recognized and this and that. But his family is wanting. In other words, charity means you're taken care of and you're taking care of others. Not that you're giving so much in charity that your family's not taking care of. It's not that, oh, well, then we'll get more benefit later. Mm. But the point is are they thinking like that? Mm. Yes.
When they followed me to Sweden, he took 50% of this very modest income and gave it to Mother Ganges. Would it be considered not proper then?
No, but 50% is normal.
But it was not enough for his family.
That's what they make. This means you're going to give beyond that. It's not one's ability to give beyond 50%. Right? Unless you're Danish. They somehow prefer 60%.
Well, prefer, I don't know. The problem is like, prefers, but...
Prefers a strong word.
Yeah, that's a loaded word, yeah.
You don't get the connection.
No connection to Danish people.
The point is you live according to what you have.
Means the family member should be agreeable.
That's why you marry someone of equal nature. Does that make sense? Yeah. But giving beyond that for recognition is another thing. You understand? Because people, means, have you ever seen or heard of, you know, people sitting there with all these crocodile grins and some kind of thing in the background, and there's this huge, like, you know, 2 meter long, 1 meter wide check that they're all standing around with big grins? Okay? No? What does that mean? Why are they giving the charity? Yeah, they'll be recognized. But it says by getting recognized, by wanting that, means one thing, they recognize you, but doing it so that people recognize what you're doing, you lose the benefit. So not only are you not getting the benefit, but neither is your family getting the benefit. So it's just kind of like, I mean, persons you've given the money to, of course, they get the benefit, but nobody else gets any benefit. So it's supposed to be, you know, you, the family, and the others get benefits. So it's not balanced. Right? If a man does anything for the sake of his happiness in another world, to the detriment of those whom he is bound to maintain, that produces evil results for him both while he lives and when he is dead. Right? In other words, one should be taken care of. This idea is that, oh, I'm doing it for devotional service, so therefore it doesn't matter. If he's bound to take care of them, so then he has to take care. At the same time, it's according to what their status is. It's just because, you know, the kid wants a Mercedes Benz when he only deserves a bicycle. That doesn't mean, well, you have to take care of that. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, one has one's, what one is one's natural level, and so then that's what you function at. You know? But at the same time, it's because they're greedy in that doesn't mean that you... You know, says, well, everybody's got this, so what? We're not everybody. You know, they also have AIDS, you know, so you want that also? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, there's a lot of things that everybody's got. You know?
Everybody's got AIDS. Huh? Everybody's got AIDS.
Yeah, so it depends what city you're in. So. Does that make sense? Like that. Okay. Activities that are to the detriment of those one's bound to maintain include anything done against scriptural conclusions. Additionally, it includes practices wherefrom the dependents are not reaping some aspect of benefit or some higher purpose is not being served. Okay, so.
Harihi Om. Sahana Vavatu.
This is we're supposed to do Hare Krishna.
Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare